6th of June, 2021. Hello, Ella. Lovely to get your last. I'm so glad you're finally getting the benefit of number two son's company. I remember when James crawled out of his bedroom after 5 years glued to a computer. I barely recognised him. This week has been a week when I felt let down by the elements. On the one hand, there has been the most amazing sunshine. I'd almost forgotten what sunshine felt like. It lasted a whole week, and then on Friday afternoon, it absolutely piddled down. Friday afternoon was the debut of Station 366. We were planning to sing outside using our new public address system so we could get a sense of how much noise we made and how good, or otherwise, we sounded. Now, it may have been a coincidence that the only rain forecast for a fortnight fell on Friday afternoon, but Aunt Dora had her book of spells out and the Making Rain page corner was turned down. Of course, Aunt Dora denied it, but as you know, she's never been a fan of this lockdown venture. It's a temporary setback. We shall try again next Friday. It just means I have to warn the neighbours again. Thank you for sending across the musical bounce behind our new song. I was so disappointed when I realised how prohibitively expensive copyright can be. Now we have our own song and no one can sue us for using it online. Where there's a will. One wonderful outcome of this gorgeous weather is the colour. I've uploaded some photos. The laburnum is just magnificent, as bright as the sun. Then there is this magnificent marriage of beech and oak. And look at the honeysuckle dripping from the branches of our dead tree. I knew I was right not to cut it down. It has a new career showcasing the beauty of other plants. A lesson for us all. Even when we are past our best, there is a new best. We just have to find it. Lots of love, Fiona.